You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK. By the way, we're now on YouTube, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Men's Room now live for your viewing pleasure at KISW-ROCK. All right, question number four. I believe we've got for Jesse. He's still there.
Come on, Jesse.
All right, Jesse, we got faith in you.
All right, thank you.
I'm kidding. Just during the break, Ted was like, this guy's so stupid. Can't believe he's still there.
Yeah, he grew up watching Carmen Sandiego. Huh?
Yeah, Carmen Sandiego. Yeah. I love that you still got it right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever works, man.
Hey, even a broken clock's right twice a day.
That is correct. All right. Here's your question. This is the minimum number of sides required to create a polygon.
Sounds like it's for dentures.
That's poly grip.
Five?
Three.
Oh.
Yeah.
You just need, right.
If I add one more chick, I'm polyamorous.
And that's how Ted remembers
That's the math right there,
I think,
folks.
For every question that Ted gets right, I feel compelled to ask you, and how do you know that?
Is this on the History Channel?
Jesus.
God.
Polygon, polyamorous, come on, man.
Simple, dude.
Yeah, come on, Jesse.
You got a wife, you had another chick, you're polyamorous.
Three.
Polyamorous.
Yeah. Damn. All right, your question. What is Superman's birth name? And Nicolas Cage also named one of his kids this. Just Nicolas Cage.
Al.
Yeah.
Oh, there you are.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, he named Nicolas Cage. He's a huge Superman fan. Named one of his kids Kal-El, and I don't remember which iteration of the Superman movies were coming out, but he auditioned to be Superman.
Oh, he almost had the gig. Something
what?
Happened.
Who would?
Haven't you seen him in his stuff? You never seen pictures of
so
him?
So he landed the gig.
He landed a gig
as Superman.
Nicolas Cage.
I'm from Krypton.
And then
oh my
happened.
God, it's
you
Kryptonite.
Never seen those pictures?
No.
Are you kidding me?
I'm Batman. I knew that he auditioned. I did not think.
No,
I just figured.
They basically
what was the correct answer? LL.
Kal-El. Kal-El Cool J, yeah.
The jig is up, Lex Luthor. You're going down.
Something happened. Like, something. The whole thing fell.
They realized it was Nicolas Cage? For his canceled Tim Burton project, Superman Lives.
I can run faster than a speeding bullet.
There you go.
Coach, ow!
There I can leap tall buildings with a single bound.
He looks absolutely ridiculous.
Yes, he does.
I'm looking at a picture of him now. I mean...
My home planet was destroyed. I grew up in Iowa.
Why is his hair that long?
I don't know.
Because I'm Nick Cage. I'm Nick Cage Superman.
I'm the non-quaff Superman. Lois Lane has the hots for me.
Batman hasn't taken a shower.
Why do you keep calling me Superman? My name's Clark Kent.
I'm drunk and I'm getting married.
I'm a reporter at the Daily Planet.
Game's Big Dummy, 206-803.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Andrew. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola.
Andrew, are you sober or not sober?
I'm working, so I'm sober.
You're working. All right, Andrew.
Okay, our men's room poll.
You're never going to have to do one again. Is it make your bed, take out the trash, vacuum, or fold laundry?
I can go vacuum.
You'd rather fold laundry than vacuum.
Yeah, I mostly just stuff my laundry in a drawer anyway.
Whatever works for you, man. All right, here's your question. In 2003, who became the first Latin American to hit 500 career home runs in Major League Baseball?
2003.
I'd say he's a man of many colors.
I'm going to have to pass on that one.
Oh, yeah.
Can you guess?
That would be
Sammy Sosa.
Sammy Sosa.
A man of many colors.
Yes, a man of many colors.
I think he's just straight white.
Is straight white now, or is he?
I'm pretty sure.
It's just weird.
Jimmy, look at him. Because
at one point, his face looked like camo. Just like, what is going on, Sammy? It's a weird progression.
Yeah. I thought he had a disease.
He probably does, and I'm just being mean. I don't know. I'm assuming.
Like, I don't think he was bleaching it, right?
I don't know. I mean, you look for yourself, right? Because that's him now, right?
Look at this.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I mean, come on.
Yeah. I don't know about that.
That is weird.
Yeah.
That is real weird.
A little bit.
Jeez, a whiz, that's weird.
All right, Andrew. Here's your question. World War I was known as what before World War II?
The Great War.
One and done.
Well done. Why didn't they call it? So, if you have World War I, but you called it the Great War, why would you call World War II World War II as opposed to, like, the Great War, you know, Part Two, Electric Boogaloo or something?
Well, because they called it the Great War thinking
that it was going to be the last.
The war to end all war.
It'll never be bigger.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, with the movies, you would say the Great War, here we go again. Just when you thought it was safe.
What's the difference between Hollywood and
war? I'm just saying, there's a few things you can pull from it. Give it a cool tagline.
The first one was a box office hit. Like, they had to make
it. That's what I'm saying. There was a sequel. And everyone in the world got involved.
Hey, look, man, but Rocky III had,
We've been to Iraq twice. We didn't call it Desert Storm 2. We're back.
Electric Boogaloo.
I think it's... Well, no, that'd be stupid.
Right. World War II, the rise of the H-Man.
Right.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803.
Can't say that on the YouTube stream.
Hello, Michael. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bichola.
Hola.
Michael, are you sober or not sober?
I'm getting my buzz on.
All right, what are you drinking, a men's room IPA?
Let's go.
I'm actually doing the space dust.
Space dust.
Oh, man, that'll put you on your lips.
Go easy on that.
By the way, Miles, someone here says, Sammy Sosa now looks like the ghost of Sammy Sosa.
He does. Yeah. I mean, he could walk down the streets of Chicago and no one even recognize
him. No idea.
All right, let's see here, Michael. Never do one again. Make your bed, take out the trash, vacuum, or fold laundry?
Make the bed. Never make the bed.
Okay.
Sammy Sosa was using a cream you put on his face before sleep, and then it kind of bleached his face.
Yeah, I'm saying when you look at the progression of pictures, like, that's not a disease.
You're saying when he takes his shirt off, there's like a line?
There might be.
Yeah, it whitens his skin tone. Maybe he puts it over his whole body.
Huh. Except, you know.
I would see
like
him shirt.
Reverse farmer's tan?
If he puts over
my penis dark. Yeah,
that explains everything.
Yeah.
No.
All right there, Michael.
Well, I mean, I will say his is more dramatic. But it's very common, right? Like, white people love tanning.
Sure.
Not as big now, but that was, like, a huge thing. So, basically kind of changing their skin tone. Like, if you go to, like, Asian countries, they use umbrellas because they want to stay as pale as they can.
Yeah,
so, like,
right.
I feel like people always want to be something else.
Yeah, so if you have straight hair, you want curly. Totally,
right,
yeah.
He's Dominican and was like, I'd like to be lighter.
Big boobs, small boobs. Right. Whatever you are, you're not happy about it.
Yeah, I want a small penis.
Unless you're me, you know? When you just look in the mirror and you go, like, God damn, it's 190 pounds of awesome. All right, here's the question. Hey, man, positive reinforcement to yourself.
I'm just picturing.
Who's that man looking at me while I brush my teeth? Oh, damn, that is me.
God, I'm good.
Good God almighty. My reflection loves looking at me.
Love me some me.
Love me some me. All right, your question. Who's that, T.O.?
Yes, right. I love me some me.
I love me some me. And you knew he meant it.
He did.
Yeah, like, man, that is probably the truest thing that came out of your mouth.
I believe you.
Yeah. All right, the question. Who won an Oscar for her portrayal as a young dancer in the movie Black Swan?
Is that Natalie Portman?
Yeah, it is Natalie
Portman. One and done. Nice job.
All right, before
I wonder why you remembered her.
I wonder why I asked that question. All right, true or false? Sting got a perfect score on the math portion of the SATs. It's false.
Yeah, no way.
One, Sting, so stupid. Well, one, he's British, so they don't do the SATs. But he did not, but Huey Lewis did.
Oh, I was going to say, we saw the police. He couldn't keep time. Even Stuart Copeland was trying to get him going.
I didn't notice that.
Oh, he was
Stuart.
But that does seem like one of those weird stink things. Remember he said he had sex for 6 hours?
Right. And Sting one time walked across the English Channel. Like, yeah, it's actually true.
Right. It's you got a perfect score on his back.
That's why I picked them. I was going with all these different musicians, and I'm like, for that reason, just like,
yeah, it'd be like something he does.
I'm going to run with it. You know, Sting got an 800 on the math.
Hello, Justin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola. Justin, are you sober or not sober?
Sober, just clocking out.
Do you actually clock out?
Oh, yeah, doing it right now.
What is it, a punch card, or how do they do that now?
Oh, it's an app.
Okay, all right. Okay, our men's room.
Of course it is.
Yeah, everything's an app.
Jesus,
one more app. Never do. By the way, download the Odyssey app. You can listen to us anywhere, anytime.
Now, that's an app that's worth doing.
Yeah, it really is. What will you never do again? Make your bed, take out the trash, vacuum, or fold laundry?
Oh, gee, I got two kids under the age of 7, so fold laundry.
Laundry it is.
Yep.
Two kids under the age of 7. That's fun.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, 3 and 6.
Ooh. Ooh, how hard is it to cook dinner?
Oh, nearly impossible.
I was going to say, there's no way a 3-year-old... And a six-year-old.
Dino Nuggets, bro. Yeah. Look, man, don't complicate.
But you're still
Don't try to make them healthy. Don't try to introduce them to new stuff. Because all you're doing, you're fighting a losing battle. And you know this, man. Just do some freaking Dino Nuggets and give them some applesauce and just call it good.
Oh, yeah.
Otherwise, it's too much. It is too much. All right.
That's why the air fryer is like the most used thing.
Brother, you are not wrong. Especially with kids that age, the air fryer is a godsend.
Oh, and when you put those Dino Nuggets in an air fryer, I mean, that's just classing it up.
Hey, say what you want. They're really good.
Mm-hmm. They're good in the oven.
I mean, seriously.
They're good in the oven.
I was laughing about them, then I took a bite, and I'm like, these are actually a superior
nugget. I think everybody just likes nuggets.
Yep. That's really what it comes down to. All right, here's your question. Multiple choice. Liquor, beer, weed, or narcotics? What does a zytologist study? A zytologist.
Let's go narcotics.
I want to go liquor. Beer.
Beer. A zytologist.
I have a couple of beers. I'm going to see them thighs, too.
That's exactly where they got the name from, yes.
All right, your question. What do tourists...
called the Vieux Carré. The Vieux Carré. It's a section of a city.
Oh, let's see.
You've been there, Ted.
Oh, dope.
Miles, you and I have been there. We were there together. Okay. I lived in this city for a while, so I spent some time there. Mike, you need to go there.
Okay.
Just to eat.
Yep.
Right. Oh, my.
I think it is.
Any guesses?
Just...
great place to eat.
I was going to say Times Square, but
Food there's kind of trashy, actually.
Nolens.
In this case, that would be the French Quarter.
Yeah, the French Quarter.
Like Times Square, like that's Sparrow and all that stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, Times Square is that.
You've heard of everything in Times Square. Okay, right. You've heard about a lot of the things in the French Quarter.
They almost have that just as an advertising thing, just to have that location, I guess.
It is. Like, everyone that lives in New York will tell you, like, we don't go to Times Square. We just don't. There's nothing. I don't have a problem with it. That's just not where you go if you live there.
I'll be dead honest. Last time I was in Times Square, I had lunch on Fridays.
I mean, look, dude, I love Times Square. I do. I really do.
There's an NFL superstore or NHL superstore. Like, I'd never seen that before, and I don't even like hockey, but I was like, sweet.
I'm going in.
And then I was like, oh, man, there's a Fridays. Let's go.
Yep. I had pizza at Sbarro's, sir. I could not believe how much it cost. I was used to mall prices. A little different to Manhattan. All right, your question. During which month is the longest day in the Southern Hemisphere?
Tricky.
Ooh.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, dude.
Let's see here. Would that be in December?
That's where I'm thinking.
Boom. Okay.
Yeah, very good.
It's not so tricky that Justin couldn't get it.
Yeah. Well, he's a smart dude.
Yeah, that Justin. He's super smart. Super smart.
Yes. They're going into summertime right now.
It's springtime right now. Man. Yeah.
Not wild.
I know.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 Rock.
The faucet hadn't turned on. You don't have to sound that bad.
No, I know. I like spring and summer. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I like summer and fall.
The temperatures have gone from 84 now to 94.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It never really gets cold there, does it?
Yeah. Well, I think it depends on where you are in the Southern Hemisphere.
Well, I'm just thinking Australia.
Well, like in the summertime, you can go skiing down in Chile.
Yeah, but I don't like to ski. I'm not a sales pitch. Hello, Levi. Welcome to the men's room.
Go to Chile.
Hola.
Hola. Levi, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
Sober, Levi. Welcome to a big dump.
We're going on vacation to go skiing in Chile.
Get in, losers. We're going skiing in Chile.
We're hopping a plane.
Levi, what will you never do again? Make your bed, take out the trash, vacuum, or fold laundry?
Snowbirding in Chile.
Laundry.
Laundry. Okay. That seems to be the popular winner today.
Yeah. Yeah. Because everyone has folded laundry. God, the worst to me is you just move out of your parents' house. It's laundry day. And you go to the laundromat. That, to me, was the single worst experience of not living at home. I hated the laundromat.
Yeah. You wore multiple times. Things you could.
Just to not have to go to the laundromat.
God forbid. August is prime month for skiing in Chile.
August.
I'm dead serious. Right, well, like, we missed it. Ski bums... Or snow, whatever you call them.
Snowbirds.
Yeah. Snow. They will go to Chile.
Really? Are you just lying to us now to justify this? Or?
Ted bought a timeshare down there.
That's
now
what it sounds like. Well, huh? Is there direct flight?
Guys, I'm just telling you, let's go skiing in Chile.
You could own a little piece of a big property down there in Chile.
Who do you know that did this?
I think my buddy Eric did it once.
Okay.
Man, the skiing in Chile is next level.
Here's the thing, Mike. If you spend two weekends out of the year down at my place in Chile, it's already paid for itself.
They have some of the highest mountains.
My God.
And you can trade it with the Disney Vacation Club people.
That's what.
It's tradable. It's transferable.
Disney Chile.
Disney Chile.
Come visit me in Chile.
The happiest place in the southern hemisphere.
On these part of Earth. All right, Levi, your question.
Come for the ski.
In the world of computing, what does HTTP stand for?
Hyper... something.
Well, at least you got hyper.
Yeah.
Hyper Text Transfer Protocol.
Yep.
I'm not even sure what that means anymore?
They basically have eliminated that, right? From needing to type it into the search bar.
I don't know.
Seems that way. Because it used to have to do that.
Oh, you mean actually the letters themselves?
Yeah.
No, it used to be you had to put in like www dot. Right. Now you just hit the first letter and it's like, you've been here. Let's go back.
Here you go.
All right, your question. What two elements make up water?
Carbon dioxide.
Oh.
And carbon.
Hydrogen and oxygen.
Yeah, H2O. Hydrogen and oxygen. I remember that because ho.
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 Two hoes.
Two hoes. Ho, ho. Then I can be polyamorous if they both show up.
Makes water.
Two hoes make water, y'all. All right.
If you do it right.
You say it like a pimp. Somehow it sounds legit.
If a pimp says anything, it kind of sounds legit.
You know what I'm saying, though. Two hoes make a water. All right?
That's why I'm selling my new 16-ounce bottle of hoe water.
Is that a 300 you're driving?
How did you know when you can't even see my vehicle? Because you said you're a pimp. All right, your question. Multiple choice. Ed Smith was the model for what? The MLB logo, the NBA logo, the Heisman Trophy, or the Oscar statuette? So NBA. What's that?
MLB logo.
Go on, Oscar statuette.
Nope.
I'll say the Heisman.
The Heisman Trophy.
We never knew that.
We know Jerry West is the NBA.
I figured it'd be some guy named Heisman.
Right? Was it Rich Heisman?
Yes, the Rich Eisen Trophy.
Rich Heisman?
You're the slowest person to run the 40-yard dash. All right, your question, prehistory or prehistoric, refers to a time before the creation of what?
Time?
What was that?
Time?
Man?
Written word.
Written word.
Oh.
You can't record it if you don't know how.
Hence, prehistoric.
Aha. Uh-huh. Question 5. It makes sense when you say it.
Oh, right. No one thinks about it. I'm just saying, right. Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right. The question. That was probably Miles and I in every science class. Yeah. All right. Keep talking, Teach. I got you.
I like the idea of somebody keeping notes with dinosaurs. So there was a loud roar, two smaller roars, a roar,
this dinosaur always poops next to the river. No one knows why. The other dinosaurs think it's weird. All right, your question. What band recorded the song Lion Eyes?
Oh, Jesus.
What?
I'm just so sick of hearing about it.
I thought you loved that band.
I like the band. I'm tired of this story.
But the story about the song?
The story about the song.
Yes.
I don't know anything about the story of the song.
The story about the song.
Well, let him answer.
All right. Now, this band is named after a bird.
Eagles?
Boom. I'm thinking of the wrong band.
Are you
sure? Oh, no way.
Who were you thinking?
Whatever the song is with Fleetwood Mac and they're...
Oh.
Yeah, no. They're together, but they sing it on stage, and they're just like, they hate each other.
Yeah,
they didn't put it on the album, but it's the most popular song.
Yeah, different band, man.
Yeah, I know.
Way off.
No, I sound like an idiot.
Because I'm like, what is the story behind Lion Eyes?
I think she cheated on
I know.
Oh.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK. From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room.
Men's Room now live for your viewing pleasure. Check us out on YouTube at KISW Rock. I want to say we're actually streaming on KISW's Facebook page, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's there as well.
Yeah.
Man, you can see us in many different places, but...
We everywhere.
Go to YouTube. That's where all the cool stuff happens. KISW Rock. When you get there, do us a favor. Like the page and also subscribe to it.
Smash that
and
like
then,
burger.
Watch the video and go, oh my God, that's... No wonder they're on the radio.
How many different places are we streaming this thing?
So far, I know of just the two. We're just doing YouTube and Facebook for right now. But we're going to get others.
We're going to take the world by storm on this.
By storm.
Right. Yes, absolutely. We're going to get wardrobe, makeup, the whole deal by the time this is all over.
All right.
I'm telling you.
YouTube on video.
I'll get my hair done. I don't. Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
I think he's making ball jokes, boys.
He's making bald jokes.
Mm-hmm. No, but typically you do your hair before you go on TV.
Uh-huh.
Do your makeup, clothes.
I'll do my face hair.
You guys don't have to do two of the three. I have to do all three.
Yeah, but you need more makeup than us.
I know, that's true.
Yeah.
What is lying without mane?
Guess who it is, Ted?
James!
Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch, hola.
Hola.
James, are you sober or not sober?
Not sober.
All right, James, what are you doing over there?
Chasing the hair of the dog.
Okay.
Ooh, what kind of dog bit you?
A big one.
Okay. Get a good night. Okay, our men's room poll. Never do again. Make the bed, take out the trash, vacuum, or fold laundry.
Well, I love to fold laundry because I love the smell of clean laundry. I never make my bed, so let's go with that.
Making the bed. Okay.
All right, James, are you ready for your question?
Let's do it.
This is the sexiest question I've ever asked in my life.
I hope so.
Yeah, buddy. Keep one hand free. What dermatological issue do you most likely have if you have over-secreting sebaceous glands? Over-secreting sebaceous glands.
Oh, yeah.
Mike knows.
Yeah.
Mike's into this kind of thing. What is it?
Eczema?
Yes, eczema. Now,
oily skin?
This is what Mike looks for on the porn thumbnails.
Damn right.
Pimples.
Yeah. Huh. I like all them pimply chicks.
Yeah.
You ever seen Dr. Pimple Popper?
Yeah.
Very attractive.
She is, yeah.
I mean, and she pops pimples.
Would you suck her fingers when she gets home?
No. I mean, she digs in there, though.
Yeah.
You can't believe some of the stuff that people have on their body.
I know.
It's amazing.
It's disgusting.
There's a TV show she's got, too.
I know. Yeah. It makes me gag. That's why I don't watch it.
That's how gross we are. She has her own TV show to watch her pop stuff on.
I lock into it, though. I'm like, how are they going to get that watermelon out of that dude's head?
Squeeze.
And then they do. And you're like, oh, my God.
Right. You also like that stuff, though.
Well, I mean, that's extreme.
Like, I don't, but I was saying, like, I've seen you pop other. Isn't there a story of you using your teeth to pop something on
there?
Yeah,
a bit of blister and Castle's
Hand. No, I never did. Right. So you don't have to. I mean, it's all right. You like it. A lot of people do. I just can't watch it.
And spray it on the pizza people.
God.
That's really got Jamie's face. Yeah, I've never seen someone just so disgusted. Mouth just hanging open, staring.
Yeah, I'd have to leave. I would probably almost vomit.
It was something.
God.
All right, James, your question. What is the name of Earth's moon?
Luna?
Yeah,
you got
Luna.
Boom.
I feel like that's a good dog name.
What, Luna?
Yeah.
I've met a lot of dogs named Luna.
There are a lot of dogs named Luna.
Right.
Yep.
Good cafe.
Where's Luna's cafe?
Luna's at? Over at West Seattle.
Okay.
Gotcha.
I'll be there tonight.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Big Dummy! Hello, Thomas. Welcome to the men's room.
Boo, bitches.
Boo!
Thomas, are you sober or not sober?
That's not sober. Thank you.
Not sober. Okay. All right, Thomas. You'll never do one again. Make your bed, take out the trash, vacuum, or do laundry. Sorry, fold laundry.
I'm never folding laundry again.
All right, it's over with. It's a Taylor Swift song.
Never folding laundry again. That one I can get behind. All right, Thomas, here's your question. Who are Scrooge McDuck's three nephews in DuckTales?
Oh, I finally get my one and done. Huey, Dewey, and Louie.
Boom.
Nice job.
And on a very difficult topic, so brag about this to your friends. All right, before we let you go, though, we got a 50-50 question for you. More or less, a single Lego brick can withstand more or less than 750 pounds of pressure before it cracks.
Oh, my goodness, and I'm a Lego person, too. That's more.
So you're a Lego. How many Lego sets do you have?
I couldn't even tell you. Most of mine are my own creations. Try to build, like, sets that you buy. Yeah. I make my own things.
Have you seen the new Death Star set?
I have.
It's what, like $1,000 or something?
I think
like
it's
that?
More now. I think it's like two.
Is it that heavy?
Yeah, I think it's 2,000.
By the way, just so you know, Lego Man, Legos can hold approximately 950 pounds before the Lego brick breaks.
Damn.
Yeah,
why don't they build houses in out of Legos?
Oh, trust me, brother. I found many Legos when my kids were in their Lego phase with my feet. And then most recently, I did not realize that my wife had lost the back to her earring. I'm in the home office. I took a step onto the little area rug, yelled at the top of my lungs. And before anything else, she goes, you found my earring back. I'm like, is that what's stuck in my foot?
Don't you think you can make the foundation of a home with giant Legos?
If that's
inherently true,
I don't know that you want to build a house out of plastic,
like cinder blocks, but just an interlock.
Yeah, if you had, we're saying Legos of the right size, right?
Yeah,
I mean, the weight would be a thing,
would it?
Well, I'm just saying, based on the average weight of a Lego, if you disperse, like if there's a big wind gust, your house would move. But assuming you could secure it,
correct,
to the foundation,
you'd have a big green rectangle.
Right.
You build your house
right, and then like make that foundation and snap everything else. What's your deal with plastic today? Stays too hot, stays too cold, drafty.
It can melt.
All right.
Could melt.
Wood catches on fire, I don't know.
Sure.
Like, of all the things we've done, you don't see a lot of plastic houses.
No.
You know, so like Lego house, like what? Why don't you just paint it like Legos?
Well, what I mean is, like, if you wanted to expand your master bedroom, you could just do it.
I mean, do it yourself.
Move it like two dots over.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just saying, yeah.
Gabe is Big Dummy, 206-803. Big
Dummy! Hello, Josh. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, Big Sola.
Hola.
Josh, are you sober or not sober?
I am sober. Okay. I'm working.
All right, Josh. Okay, our men's room poll, never do again. Make your bed, take out the trash, vacuum, or fold laundry.
I don't make my bed, so never make my bed and it always show up and it's made. That would be great.
That would be great.
Yes, it would. That's exactly what would happen.
All right, Josh, here's your question. Where on your body would you find your axilla? Your axilla. A-X-I-L-L-A.
Right above my butt?
I'm not saying you can't find it there, but hopefully this is not the case. That would be your armpits.
Oh, yeah.
Right above your butt. What area are you talking about? Like where the cheeks officially meet at the small of your back?
Yeah, like the official name for tailbone was kind of my thought.
The
coccyx.
Mm-hmm. All right, your question. Let's stick with anatomy. What does a man suffer from if he has diphthalic Tirada. I would say it a little different, but
he can't produce little swimmers.
Not only can produce swimmers, you might produce twice as much if you have diphthalic tirada. You have two penises.
Oh no way!
Yeah,
Double your double penises, dong.
Double dong. Double dong.
Play a little double dutch.
Which one do you want?
Left or right?
Seriously.
I don't care, Mama.
How about them both? Double stuffed.
No, baby. Just the left one's done.
See? Great time to be polyamorous. All right. Ted, back to your polyamorous thing. We were talking about the conjoined twins a couple of weeks ago.
Yep.
One of them is married, but they are conjoined twins. Is he being polyamorous? Because they share the same vagina.
I think they'd have to...
If you're stimulating her in any way, both of them are in on it, even though technically you're married to the left side if you're
facing. This is a unique situation.
It is.
But for them, I think to be technically polyamorous, she would also have to use her mouth.
God!
Wow! You thought this through.
Ted?
Look,
you thought this through.
You can't argue with him. He's kind of like, look, to be a willing participant, correct, right? Make him polyamorous.
Right.
What if the other person doesn't want to do that?
Well, yeah, sure, she doesn't, but they're not polyamorous. Right. She just happens to share.
But how weird is it?
You got to look over. You got to look over. But your head's still going up and down,
so
too.
Man, if your sister's into it,
yeah,
and you're not, it's still like his hips still are brushing the side of your face. Think about that.
Your hips are brushing.
Yeah.
Like, well, sorry, I'm thinking about it.
Sorry, man. I can't not think about this now.
Well, he's married, so it doesn't matter.
But her sister is still right there, man.
Yeah.
You know, or if she's hooking him up when he's driving. You know, that's like the other one just rolling her eyes. Like,
no, she's getting hit in the head with a steering wheel.
Like, stop it.
Look at the pedals.
The things to think about. I don't know. I've never dated a conjoined twin, so I don't know.
Neither have I.
Oh, man, change your life.
That's all Mike looked for.
That's right.
All right.
Well, even not sexually, right, but even if they were all three in on this together.
Yeah.
Like, you couldn't even Lady and the Tramp it. He'd have to have two noodles.
All right. Well, look at this. Okay, you're hungry. I'm hungry. You're not.
Okay.
But you still feel the same stomach.
Right.
Like, I don't want to eat right now, but you are, and now
I'm
going to be able to
eat
later.
But no, they'd both be hungry. Because it's the same. You might not want to eat what I'm going to eat.
But
your stomach's rumbling because of both of them.
So, you know, you got to split space. Like, you can't be an overeater because then I don't have room.
I think the thing that'd be weird is,
right,
if her sister is having relations with her husband, the other sister who's not involved but is involved would be like, I know you have to fart. You're not saying anything to it. You're trying to hold in this fart. I think that's where your battle is. I'm tired of this. I'm going to let it slip.
Has anyone interviewed the husband, the guy who's married to one of them?
Didn't they have a TV show for a while?
I know that somebody, I'm talking about an interview like we would do.
Probably
like,
not.
We have questions. We have many. I mean, I could have four pages of questions.
Oh, easily.
About a lot of stuff.
And he said that's personal. And those are the only questions we have.
Yes.
Those are the only questions that interest us. All right. Your question, Josh. What element has the chemical symbol PT? Like the PT Cruiser.
Is it close to the actual name?
Yeah, this isn't like lead or whatever.
Okay, we got that then.
Okay. Like phosphate?
No. The plutonium?
Platinum.
Oh, platinum. I knew it had to be something with P and a T.
All right, your question. According to the Jim Croce song, what is Leroy Brown meaner than? What is he meaner than?
Mm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No clue.
Oh, come on, man.
You don't know the song Bad, Bad Leroy Brown?
Baddest man in the whole damn town.
Badder than an old King Kong. And meaner than a junkyard dog.
Yeah, that's right.
Have you never heard that song, man?
I'm only 29.
Okay, don't rub it in.
Oh, yeah.
Don't rub it in.
Right.
Mike, can we pull up Leroy Brown?
Let's see what we got here.
Outside we have Jim Croce in the Chicago, system? In the baddest part of town. Well, if you go down there, you better beware of a man named Leroy Brown. Leroy. He like trouble. You see, he stand about 6'4". All the ladies call him a two-time lover. All the men just call him sir. Because he's bad, bad. Leroy Brown.
This might get our video flagged there.
Oh, crap, right. Yeah. Oh, suck on that. I didn't sing it well enough for it to be a problem.
No, if I actually played the,
can't
song.
Play it.
You could probably sing it.
Oh, then I just have to keep singing
there
it.
You go.
No, you don't.
You know, yes, we do.
No, you
don't. I think
no,
next
don't.
Week for Sit and Spin,
I'd rather hear the
we should just sing everything.
I'd rather Tim, just put up a graphic of Leroy Brown. That's
baddest man in the whole damn town.
There you go.
I'd rather hear your dumb advocates jingle.
If you're walking down the road and you get hit, you deserve an advocate. See, like my friend Leroy Brown.
Oh, Jesus.
Baddest man in the whole damn town.
Save us.
All right, Josh, your
play tomorrow, Mike.
That's right.
Leroy Brown.
Yeah.
Look out. Castle, put it up there for bad choice.
Yeah, Leroy Brown, why not? All right, your question. What major river runs through Washington, D.C.? Even if you say it like Will Smith, I'll give you credit.
Through it?
That's what I read.
I know. Yeah, the airport goes through there. That helicopter crashed in it.
Yes, it did. Don't fly into Reagan National Airport. That is a word of advice. Any guess?
Washington, D.C. River. Yeah.
The Potomac.
The Potomac.
Paddy Mac.
Or as Will Smith says, the Paddy Mac. Because Will Smith is stupid.
He's also from Philadelphia. He should
like,
know that.
Bro, grew up the road,
right,
man. I get it.
The main question is, how did nobody correct him? I heard him say it practicing, and then everybody showed up.
He said it while he was practicing.
Correct.
And no one
said,
hey.
And we kind of giggled. And I was a kid. This is Clinton's inauguration.
Right.
And then he came back on stage when it was nighttime and said it.
Mm-hmm. Like, come on, man. You know what? They must not have liked him. Like, don't correct him. Let his dumb ass go out there. All right, your question. Death Valley is located in what desert?
So, okay. That one, not the college football one.
The actual desert where people die.
Yeah, okay. Well, yes.
And even with that, it would be one of two answers.
Arizona?
The name of the desert.
But the actual desert it's in.
And that's the wrong state.
Oh, Amazon.
The Amazon Desert.
That'd be the Mojave Desert.
Correct. In California.
Clemson claims their Death Valley.
There's another one that claims their Death Valley.
LSU basically was like, we're Death Valley now. There was an old coach who went to the actual Death Valley, brought a rock back. That's how it's rock. So whenever you watch Clemson, they will rub that rock and then sprint down the hill.
It's like Texas A&M going like, hey, we're the 12th man.
Right, we're the Seahawks. Because A&M was.
Yes, A&M, All right, here's your question. In what country was Adolf Hitler born?
Germany?
Austria.
Germany, why ever would you think that?
Germany.
All right, your question. Where were U.S. coins with the letter CC on them minted? Letter CC.
Connecticut?
Not a bad guess.
I'll say Fort Knox.
Carson City.
Oh, Nevada. Yeah.
Top. C, yeah.
Nevada.
Huh. Nevada.
They're printing money.
Just printing money down there.
Great town.
All right. Your question, Josh. What is the name for a young deer?
All I can think of the meat veal, but it's
just a baby deer,
little tiny baby deer.
Oh, a doe.
Oh, a doe's a female.
That's a female deer.
Lady deer. Fawn.
Fawn. Yeah.
Fawn.
Girl, you look fawn. Mm. A doe, a deer, a female deer.
Yeah. Brand. Bambi was a fawn.
She was. Watching mama die.
Mm-hmm.
Made friends with a rabbit. Mm-hmm. Grew up and got hit by a car right down Highway 18.
The part of the movie they don't show you.
Jeez.
Damn it.
They called it Slamby. All right. The untold story.
Bambi 2. Venison for dinner.
Left pellets all over the road.
Grill marks. All right, your question.
Backstraps.
Who were the two villains in the movie Batman Returns?
I
believe they're two animals.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is it?
Oh.
Ah. All right, I was wrong.
I was going to get Joker, so I already...
Oh, that was the first one.
Not Joker. This was Danny DeVito and
Michelle Pfeiffer.
Oh.
Mekhi Pfeiffer.
Surprise.
Catwoman.
That's one.
And think about Danny DeVito.
Mr. Penguin.
Danny DeVito is a great actor,
but when I think of Danny DeVito now, I want
Jersey
Mike's.
Yeah,
you want that juice?
Yeah.
The way he says it, it's got that juice.
He should put that prosthetic nose back on to that commercial. One more Big Dummy 206-803 Rock.
Hello, Dwayne. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola. Hey, you want sober or not sober, there, Dwayne?
I am number two on the men's room water today.
All right.
There you go. Our
men's room water, yes.
That is a delicious beer. Yeah. Okay.
Mike, huh?
I can see you not answering my calls.
What you talking about? You're not on the list.
There is no list, Dwayne, that you know of. Dwayne, our men's room poll, never do again. Yes, make your bed.
Watching the YouTube.
Take out the trash, vacuum, or fold laundry.
I will never make my bed again.
All right.
Tell you what, tell him, Mike, you're watching him not answer your calls. Good way to get put on the list.
Damn right.
Yeah.
If there was a list. Just strike, Dwayne. Yeah.
Sorry, man. Sorry. Hey, I was just kidding.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. Now he's kidding.
Oh, yeah. It's a joke now, Dwayne, huh?
Now he's fine.
Now you're feeling the power.
Yeah,
right?
Kiss the ring.
He didn't tell you what. The O-ring.
Where that ring is.
You're off the ski trip.
All right.
The latest one, you won't be going to
Washington. I got bad news anyway.
All right, here's your question. What is the term for low blood sugar?
Low blood sugar. I want to say diabetes, but there's something else to it.
And we prefer diabetes.
Diabetes. Yeah, diabetes.
That's your guess?
No. Yeah. Yeah, I'll throw it out there.
Not diabetes.
Diabetes is having too high a blood sugar, right?
Well, you'd be hyperglycemic if you have high blood sugar. If you have low blood sugar, it's hypoglycemic. Hypo.
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 I'm typoglycemic. That's why I use autocorrect.
Typoglycemic.
Yeah. All right. Your question, what disease grounded astronaut Ken Mattingly from Apollo 13? Or at least that's what NASA sold the public.
Disease, or like a common thing?
Disease, I will say it has become much more common in this country in the last few months.
Last few months. Oh!
Yeah.
We know why.
Especially in the South.
Yeah.
Not the flu.
Not the flu, nope.
The South. What the hell's going on in the South?
This is something you got a shot for.
Measles.
There it is, man.
Hey,
Chef coming up. Tens Meat and Potatoes on the way at 4:30. We're going to talk a little potatoes, talk a little bacon, and your emails on the way next to the men's room at KISW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.